WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset.
You hold your heart close to your chest. Yes, I saw real, I wonder if.
Chicago's soulful duo, the Oh My's, is back with a new project. It's called Trust the Stars. The new project dropped last month, and it came out just in time. I don't know about you, but this music is exactly what I needed to bring back the summertime vibes during these freezing December days. I was joined in the studio by the duo themselves, Nick Hennessy and Maceo Vidal-Hames. They played an album release show recently, and so I started our conversation by asking them about it.
It was great. It felt reminiscent of a lot of great shows, album releases, and just times that we've had in the city, different events where it's like felt like a family reunion of a lot of different artists, people from all different parts of our lives.
So. I love that. Family reunion. Is that how it felt for you, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, between being close with a lot of the musicians that we were sharing the stage with and having actual family and friends in the room, it was beautiful.
If you just look at the release dates for your albums, it looks like you haven't come out with a full-length project since 2018. Now, in reality, you've been releasing a ton of singles and EPs since then. So, why now?
I think we had started, after our last full-length project, Tomorrow, which we spent recording in, for the first time in, I guess, for lack of a better word, real studios, And we learned a lot, but it was a long, long process. And we decided to build our own little home studio, not home studio, but our own studio, and just work on music out of there. And right when we finished the studio, COVID hit. And so we were just making music without really an intention. Because I think before at different points, we've psyched ourselves out with being oh, this is an album. So it's got to be, this song better be for the album. If not, And we just made a bunch of music. And then I think we looked at each other and we're like, I think it's about time to release some music and looked at all the different songs.
Time to put this all together.
Yeah. And then the songs started to be these actually fit together.
This works from
the same place.
What was the criteria that you were using for that? How did you sort of walk me through the decision making?
Well, I mean, the last project that we put out, not full album, but the most recent EP before this was No Swimming. Also songs that had been made in a very similar time frame, or at least started, and more cautionary tales, the No Swimming theme, and then Trust the Stars. Both sonically, we just chose songs that sounded like they should be in the same body of work together.
Right.
They should be in the same listen for people.
Well, let's listen to a track off this new album. This is The Finest Rum. Man, whose voice is that? Maceo. Wow. How did you know that you had that sort of tone? When did you first recognize?
I was a freshman, and the upperclassman was like, "You're singing background vocals for me for this assembly." And I was like, "I don't really sing, man." And I did. And then other people, that were watching, they were like, "You can sing, man. You should do that more often." So then I just spent a lot of time in the basement at my parents' house, just listening to music, singing, sounding bad, working through it.
Well, it all worked out. Yeah. It all seemed to work out. Nick, talk me through the idea behind this project. Why Trust the Stars?
That was something that Maceo, I don't know if you said it out loud or just, I think you said it out loud and then I wrote it on our dry erase board. And so it had just been sitting there as we worked on a lot of the songs that came in, became this project.
What does the phrase mean to you? Trust the stars.
Well, it was I trust the stars. And then we simplified it to trust the stars. It means to me, it means, you know, you got to have faith over doubt and you got to believe in where you're at in life and who's there to support you and appreciate the good things, even when it seems like stuff is more difficult and hard. Yeah. Keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm. I want to hear another song now. This is Both Sides.
Both sides, we've been so tired of it. Don't hide, both sides, both sides.
I got to hear the backstory, though, of this partnership. How did you two meet, Maceo?
I got a scholarship to Francis Parker, which was very much out of my life and world.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up going to high school not very far from there at Lincoln Park High School. Long story short, somebody from Parker that I met ended up going to Lincoln Park, and he introduced us, but it was all just sort of like passively, nothing really about music, except me and him were always fighting for the aux cord. And
you realize you had maybe similar tastes?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, very much so. I talked a kid into buying studio time. I told him I had like a whole band and a whole set of music to record. I definitely
that
did not.
That was not the case just yet.
No. And
I'm still curious about this. And first of all, I love the fact that your stories always go back to high school.
Yeah.
Everything I ask you, it was a day in high school. I went to middle school here.
Yeah.
But what you're fighting for the aux. I mean, what were you guys listening to back then?
Oh, like a lot of Dungeon Family, meaning like Outkast, Goody Mob,
yes.
All of them. From there to Sly and the Family Stone, Curtis Mayfield, things that like, we both grew up with in our homes.
You can make it if you try.
Typical Cats was a Chicago hip-hop group at the time. Very, very much in rotation.
Rain shine was fate denied by state time. Your cage rhymes contain rage behind gang signs. Remember chicken spitting game at you? I'm praying with a flow when you get home. I'm fixing gang.
There's so much that we're leaving.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, because it was high school, so it was like we had to listen to whatever everybody else wanted to listen to.
That's true, too.
But the things that we did choose, we could tell, like, you know, there was some sort of connection there. And it served us well because generally, as we're making music, we have pretty similar sensibilities about what we'd like, don't like, or direction the song is, which really helps. I mean, obviously there's differences, smaller ones, but it's nice that we both have similar direction.
So did your first coming together, did this happen around Lollapalooza? Am I hearing that right?
Yeah.
And you had a jam session after?
Yeah, like the next week, I wrote my phone number on Maceo's arm because, like, cell phones
weren't as readily.
Yeah, napkins weren't at Lollapalooza, and cell phones were either dead or we didn't have them.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote my number down, and we talked the next week and planned a rehearsal and started to write songs.
Yeah, I mean, the studio time that I had gotten booked was 2 weeks from that day, so we had 2 weeks to get it together.
Had time.
Yeah, the clock was ticking.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Time for more music. This is LA Tango.
Yeah.
impact would you say that being in Chicago has had on your music?
I feel like it's probably one of the biggest driving forces in how our music has turned out, both as we've grown as musicians, but also what has informed us as musicians.
How so?
You know, like growing up in Chicago, the music that was surrounding us or, you know, was so important was going back, you know, to whatever our parents' generation or my parents' generation of like Curtis and everything that came out of his record label. But then also, you know, further back into like, you know, the blues and all of that. And then even going into, you know, when we were coming up where R&B music was, Chicago held a really important place. The through line between all of that, I think, is like pretty, was even apparent to me as a kid.
Yeah.
Definitely my father made sure that, you know, he was, everything would be like, well, you know, it's from my generation. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Parents,
Dad.
Parents
you.
Like to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
They
and,
like to do that.
And it's something that I did take to heart. So I think that informed us as like starting as musicians and today, but then also the time that we came up as musicians was, I think, a really pivotal time, a really great time to learn as an artist and be surrounded by a community that was making a lot of incredible music and still is. I think it's poured a lot back into us.
Yeah.
And also not under like the watchful eye or influence of like the industry that's so present and influential in places like LA or Atlanta or New York. Being like in a major city, being able to have so much culture and influence and community, but not feeling like our big break is, we're going to miss our big break because it felt like there was no big break.
I see. Yeah.
We just were doing it for fun.
Yeah, people
and
always
it wasn't
talk about
like
how
a business.
Yeah, Chicago also is referenced as this place where, big city, but it still can feel very small too, right? And very,
very much.
Very intimate.
Yes.
In the ways that we want it to. I want to hear more, Nick, about your dynamic as a duo, you and Maceo. I mean, what do you think you bring out of each other as collaborators?
I mean, at this point, I think obviously, like, we trust each other, which is so important.
That's very important.
And even at an early point, I think, like, we gave each other a lot of trust without even knowing
each other.
Each other, even. So like, trust has always been obviously
I mean, you
obviously
trusted that
huge,
he was going to get that studio time booked.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, or that it was already booked and and that we had to just do it. On top of that, like he said, like, the taste is so much complementary. Like, we're just lucky to have complementary taste in music and other things, food and joys of life.
I'm also hearing the lake has had an influence on you all, too. You record up in Rogers Park?
Yeah. I grew up my whole life in Rogers Park, and we have a studio now in Rogers Park, not far, very far from where I grew up. The lake, obviously, if anybody knows about Rogers Park, we have some really beautiful beaches and stuff like that. So as a child,
got great access to the lake up there.
Yeah.
And
then Nick's parents, I know, are big swimmers. So.
Yeah,
oh, really?
I grew up with my parents. Like, I grew up watching their stuff while they went on like 1-2 mile long swims.
Amazing.
I grew up in Wicker Park, so we'd bike down to the North Avenue ladders by the chess players, and, you know, so it's a big part of life since day one.
Oh, for sure. Now, when you listen to your music, I hear the influence of a variety of genres. I'm hearing soul. I keep calling you a soulful duo because that's true, but I'm also hearing, like, house. I'm hearing jazz. I'm hearing hip-hop when I listen to the actual EPs. How do you describe your sound, though, to other people?
There's, like, two things, you know, like, there's all of those genres in it. And for lack of a better word, I generally use the word soul, not because it's directly tied to, like, you know, the exact history of soul music that we all know.
Yeah.
But more that no matter what it is, and the music that I like and I know that Nick likes, the main factor in all of it is that it's like soulful music, that's the connection, the human connection there is kind of the most important part. And so whether it be house, salsa, or whatever the case may be, those are all things that, at the core of it, it's trying to communicate similar things, similar messages, and bring people together in those same ways.
Yeah.
So I think that's, for me, I couldn't really, genre-wise, really take it further than that. But, you know, there's a lot of influences, obviously, like you said, that are those.
Yeah, it's like a gumbo of sounds. Is that accurate to you, Nick?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even... attempt to elaborate on it because that's perfect.
Yeah.
And gumbo is one of my favorite dishes. So that's
you brought
even
up,
better.
You brought Thank up you. Food a second ago. Yes. My mind went elsewhere. I'm sorry. So do you think that there was anything different then when it came to making this particular album, just about your process or just what went into it?
Well, this one started, you know, Tomorrow, we mentioned before, was our last full-length album. And we set out to make an album, which can be daunting. It can be confusing. It's a lot of pressure. And with this, we were just in a period of creating a lot of music. Like I said, the last EP even came out of a similar time, time period. And we had so much more music that we were able to just kind of listen to a lot of stuff that we felt was at least close to being done and see what all made sense together. So I think, like, funny enough, it's almost one of the more coherent pieces of work that we've put out, even though it was not made to be a piece of work together.
Interesting how that works out, right?
Yeah, kind of cracked. We tricked ourselves into making a body of work that we didn't know we were making.
I mean, we wouldn't have known any different.
Well,
Great. Sounds seamless.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your music and your writing has evolved since you all were formed back in, what, 08?
Yeah. Yeah, I would hope so. I think some of the same core sort of like themes or feelings are there, but, you know, like...
Are there some things that are just, you know, quintessentially the Oh My's that just will stay...
Possibly. I guess like the big thing that I've seen for us is like this group or this project, the Oh My's, has also like ran through pretty much me and Nick growing up our whole lives, you know, outside of our parents' house. And so I think one of the main themes that goes through all of it is, you know, facing those challenges or those, you know, new things in life. And so I think each project has touched on that in different ways, whether or not we had the right language or that the language changes as life changes. But I feel like when I listen to each project, what I feel is like, oh man, that's when I was starting to understand this about myself or the world or each other or about music.
Like you're growing up with the music.
Yeah. So they're time capsules for me. Both in our friendship, our musical relationship, but then also like in, you know, in my life and the changes that have, you know, continue to happen.
You've got a lot of songs that feature Chicago artists like Chance the Rapper, Jamila Woods, trumpeter Nico Segal, and more. I want to play Nothing Much. This is with Jamila. My goodness. What a track. First of all, look around the room. We're all bopping our heads. We all got lost in that one. Oh, my goodness. Our engineer Dave is having a time, too. What do you think it is about having featured artists on a song? What does it add?
For us, it's been like happenstance that lots of the features have then gone on to like have, you know, incredible big careers or you know, but I think... Every time that we've chosen to add someone to a song or to write a song with somebody, the main point is that like it's whatever the song needs. And so sometimes what the song needs is like a breath from my voice or, you know, my voice or whatever like perspective I'm coming from can't finish the story, and someone else can or can expound on it. I think that's always been for us it, and also that, you know, like as we were getting going and learning, it was like, hey, I just bumped into you at the park, good to see you, you trying to go to the crib and like record something? And then that's, you know, so I think
gotta love that about living in a place like this too.
It's, I think,
just run into Chance at the mall.
Yes, and be like, yeah, you try to, you know, I think it's part of the thing that has been really, I think, great for us, and then obviously something that you have to learn to work through. But like a lot of our music and our growth has been like for better or worse, really unintentional, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of going with it. And that has brought us a lot of really amazing moments and some confusion and trying to finish things. But, yeah.
Interesting. Can you talk more about that, Nick, about how you go about picking who you feature on any songs?
Well, like Maceo was saying, sometimes, like, it picks you. You don't get to, you don't really even have a conversation about if Jamila should be on this song. That happened to be a session where we were just getting up to make some music. We thought we would make something brand new, maybe, but we were playing her stuff we'd been working on, and all of a sudden she'd already written a whole verse and is like, throw me in the booth.
Wow.
The booth being Maceo's bedroom at the time, because we were just recording. This started before we'd built out our studio. So it was in Maceo's living room in Rogers Park. And it was
very, very organic. It's
yeah.
so cool.
You know, and she, I mean, she really just like wrote that whole thing. Maceo had sung melodies on the demo. She was like, I really like this. And so with this example, it wasn't even a conversation. We didn't talk about it. Once that happens, what are you going to do?
Like, I mean, that's magic.
Yeah, you embrace that fully.
And, oh,
yeah.
And, you know, with that, like, also, like, it was, like, it made the beat, laid all these, like, melodies over it, and I was like, man, I love all this. I have no idea what the song's actually, you know, like, where, what it's going to be about. And
right.
then she was like, oh, I hear all this. This is what it's about. And, you know, sometimes you need somebody else to, like, to
help
unlock
guide
that
it.
For you.
Yeah, yes. I love that.
And she's definitely the one for that. So
no, that track was incredible. Again, I almost didn't finish the interview because I just wanted to play the rest of that song. We've been talking with Chicago duo The Omize, Nick Hennessy and Maceo Vidal-Hames. Thank you both so much.
Oh, thank you.
So great having you here. Now you can listen to their latest album, Trust the Stars, right now, wherever you get your music. And of course, we'll go out on one more song. This is Skipping Stars.
Girl, you're a goddess. I forgot it. Now that I bless my eyes on you,
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin and Ethan Schwab. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ethan. Reset brings you a special episode every Saturday, in addition to our daily episodes on Chicago news and culture. To make sure you never miss a conversation, hit the subscribe button or check us out at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks so much for listening.
Laughter, the best instrumental. They reached it so far, I forgot what I was into. Speaking so long, I forgot what you asked me. My bad, I be rambling. Looking at the future like I'm looking at variants. Riptide, marvelous features.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue, as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely.